This is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN, and Craig Bolanos is on the phone line, the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. Craig, there is some pressure from various news stories and sectors on the Fed, maybe to lower interest rates, maybe sooner than later, or when? What's your thought about that?
Well, my thought on the entire thing is, you know, the inflation is so much lower today than it was when we had these ginormous interest rate increases. And if the Fed waits until inflation reaches this 2% target before dialing things back, I think they're inadvertently going to really cause some damage to the economy. So I would be very happy to see a rate cut in September, followed up by a rate cut in December in order to keep the party going.
What's the damage they would be doing?
Well, I mean, what we have to think about is this 2% target that we've always been talking about, is it real? I mean, I think there's enough anecdotal evidence right now with what I call ISM and services PMI, both being below 50, John. We've talked about 50 as a magic line in the sand. Two of the last 3 months, that's telling me that the economy is slowing down. I put on top of that the unemployment data rising once again. The unemployment rate's almost at a three-year high. Historically, 4.1 is low, but 4.1 is the highest it's been in 3 years. I think the time for the Fed to react is in advance of darker days coming, not waiting for the shadows to come across the horizon.
What's ISM stand for, Craig?
Institutes for Supply Manufacturing. So I look at manufacturing and I look at services. And anytime manufacturing or services goes below this number of 50, it shows that there is some economic contraction. And John, don't get me wrong, 2 months of data is not yet a trend, but if we get a third and a fourth month, I think that's undeniable, if we were to get it, that the economy is slowing more quickly than people had hoped, and that's not currently priced into stocks.
It was felt that the Fed acted too slowly at the beginning of this inflationary rise we had. Now you're worried that they're going to act too slowly on the downslope. But what's so bad about the way things are right now? Why the urgency to fix an economy that has leveling inflation, still nearly full employment, interest rates have capped, wages exceed inflation right now? The economy seems to be doing okay, Craig.
The economy definitely seems to be doing okay. Don't get me wrong. I mean, John, we've talked before. It's kind of like Goldilocks right now. My porridge isn't too hot. My porridge isn't too cold. My porridge feels just about right. I want my porridge to stay right as an investor, because investing during a Fed pause is a great place to be. We've all learned that. History has proven it, and the last 6 months have shown everybody that we want to be investing here. But I want to point out again for the listening audience that there are some signs. We're seeing it from some retailers who are really lowering their forecast on consumer spending. We're seeing those signs I just mentioned in manufacturing and services that there might be a little bit of contraction. And I don't want to see an unemployment rate at 4.1 jump to 4.4, 4.5. I think we get in front of it, because the Fed's job is to maximize employment and control and create stable prices. And I don't want them to be too slow on the backside, just as they were too slow to react in the first place on the front side.
Yeah. Okay. We'll pause here and then continue with Craig Bolanos. It's interesting. I wonder what the worry point is about unemployment. I described it as nearly full employment. What if we get to 5? We've got a problem here. And also, is it true what you're also saying, that with interest rates where they are, businesses still won't expand at a rate they want to or could or should? Craig Bolanos is the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. Invest with WMG.com is his website. And we're talking to him a little bit about the pressure on the Fed to maybe lower interest rates. You mentioned trouble about rising unemployment, 4, 4.5, 4.6. Is there a number there that's like a line in the sand for you, Craig?
That's a great question. For context, John, in America, the unemployment rate has averaged 5.6% over time. So this is still economic nirvana at 4.1. Think about how below trend we are. But if you put that unemployment rate up to about 4.6%, I think that is really going to reflect in retail spending, consumer spending, because when people do not have a job, they do not have money for the discretionary spend. So look out if we get there, because everything's relative. It's not just relative to history, it's relative to where we have been as of late, and that's how we need to look at it through the lens as an investor.
Yeah, and you said that the Fed should be anticipating that sort of thing. They should be in front of it rather than waiting for something like that to happen. Would an upshot also be, or an offshoot also be, that if they lower interest rates, that businesses will be more inclined to invest and employ people?
I think businesses will be more inclined. It's like, you know, if you give us even those vanity cuts I mentioned, one or two rate cuts this year, yeah. It's kind of like Tylenol, John. That Tylenol doesn't cure anything, but it takes the edge off. And I think it's going to make businesses be a little bit more apt to expand. And businesses also meaning they're going to look to retain more of their workers. And I do want to say I'm so proud of the Fed. There's been no second wave of inflation. There's been no feared wage price spiral. And in many ways, there hasn't been a meaningful shock to the system with them keeping higher rates for longer. I want them to complete the job, go out and win, complete the soft landing by getting those rate cuts in, even if it bugs people being an election year.
Is there an elephant in the room in all of this? Is there something looming over, and I'm not speaking about the election, is there something looming over this decision the Fed does or doesn't make?
I think it's significant. I think it's consequential, because I think it all ties back to one simple thing. I've talked on your program on a couple of occasions now that the stock market has not priced in any form of an economic slowdown. And with stocks trading at a multiple of 20.4 times earnings, looking for $270 of earnings per share on the S&P, when you're priced for perfection, everything's got to go right. And if we see the stock market come down, it's going to damage the wealth effect, again, damage the consumer spending. So I think it's all tied in. And I feel like we've talked almost too much about interest rate cuts, but it's because they're so important at this stage in the game.
We've talked to a number of advisors or analysts who are seeing people or suggesting people start to park some money, take their profits. What's your thought about that?
If I am retired today, my only job is to stay retired. And I think there is nothing wrong with people rebalancing. And a part of that rebalancing is getting your asset allocation right. If the stock portion of your portfolio, because of performance, has grown above the prescribed asset allocation called for in your retirement plan, nobody, and I mean no one, should apologize to take some profits here, store those profits in bonds, locking in these higher interest rates before interest rates go lower.
You notice what happened in France. That's a political story, and some people wonder if it happens to maybe give Democrats some hope in this upcoming election. What does it say about markets and the world economy?
I think everybody thought that the coalition party of the far right in France was going to make further gains in their election. Obviously, they were stunned that that didn't occur, as what I call a moderate left group really came in. And that should give those Democrats some hope that all is not yet lost. But when you say, what does it mean for the world? I think it means for the world one other thing that markets are talking about right now. You can't continue to make promises that you're going to lower the retirement age and spend to the point that it's unsustainable in the country. And that is part of the way that moderate party got elected. So I think that's a takeaway, especially when we've got big program issues coming up of Social Security and Medicare in this country. Let's have our politicians speak to truth, not speak to fiction. It's all
math. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of the things that the left won on, and Marie Le Pen said that our victory is only delayed, that eventually we're going to take power. And I thought, when you consider what the platform is that that left coalition used to win those seats in the parliament, I'm thinking she may be right. It sounded like Chicago politics. They want to lower the minimum wage for retirement age from 64 to 60. They want to increase the minimum wage. They want to continue social services free, education, health care, child care, and extracurricular activities. And they want to smooth out and simplify the immigration process for people, which all are great things in the world if you can do it. But how are they going to afford that? And they don't seem to have a plan for that.
No, you eventually run out of spending other people's money. You cannot write checks that your body cannot cash. That is true to a person. That is true to every country and economic system. And I know that we're going to be talking about that for sure in this country in the 2032 race when we'll deal with the current state of our financial affairs and entitlement systems.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. A prediction about the always contentious 2032 race when somebody will be facing off against somebody else. Where'd you get that number?
That is the line in the sand, since you've been asking for one, for both Social Security and Medicare funding, because according to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, it's going to have to be solved in that election on that platform. So we may as well, listen, we know we're not going to solve it today. We're going to kick the can down the road like we always do. And we'll deal with it right at the deadline.
I got 45 seconds left. What other businesses, companies, stocks are of interest to you this week?
I think technology continues to remain impervious, and I say it with a chuckle, but I think you've got to continue to bet on big tech. John, we talked before that it's been the field of dreams analogy. If you build it, they will come. I'm hoping that the technology companies deliver fantastic earnings that allows this party to continue. So I think technology and energy should be a staple for everybody, but buckle your seatbelt, gang. If history's our guide and it's the only guide we have, the VIX will pick up over the next 3 months in advance of the election.
And by party, you don't mean political one. You just mean the good times economically, right?
The good times economically. That's right.
Craig Milanos is the co-founder and CEO of Wealth Management Group. Okay, Craig, always fun. Thank you for your help today.
Great to be with you, John.